Dutch gaming regulator introduces new oversight framework. The Dutch gambling regulator Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, has launched a new regulatory strategy under the banner of Regulator 2.0, aiming to reshape its relationship with licensed operators and foster a more cooperative approach to oversight. The move was unveiled during the 2025 Gaming in Holland conference, where KSA representatives emphasized a transition from a punitive regulatory stance to one characterized by open dialogue and mutual problem-solving. Renske Fickers, head of the KSA's regulatory department, explained that the agency seeks to shed the image of being an inaccessible authority focused solely on fines and enforcement. The regulator is now shifting toward a more dynamic and responsive organizational model. This new structure is intended to address evolving issues in the sector with a flexible mindset that incorporates feedback and real-world challenges that arise after regulatory measures are introduced. Fickers highlighted that the authority recognizes the complexities operators face when adapting to regulatory changes. As part of the Regulator 2.0 concept, the KSA plans to increase its direct communication with gambling operators, offering more immediate and constructive engagement when concerns or compliance issues are identified. The aim is to build a system where regulation is not only enforced but continually improved through industry collaboration. Despite the more cooperative tone, the KSA also made clear that continued non-compliance, particularly regarding advertising restrictions, could lead to more severe regulatory responses. The authority has observed ongoing violations of marketing rules, and Fickers warned that if these persist, the Netherlands could see a comprehensive advertising ban. Such a measure, though not preferred by the KSA, is increasingly viewed as a necessary step if operators fail to adhere to existing guidelines. The warning comes amid the regulator's recent actions to limit gambling sponsorships in sports, with a full ban on such agreements scheduled to take effect in July 2025. These developments underscore the KSA's readiness to escalate enforcement if industry self-regulation does not improve. Looking ahead to the upcoming 2026 licensing round, the KSA stated that it would factor in operators' compliance history, both positive and negative, when evaluating new license applications. The authority has already begun discussions with industry associations to anticipate challenges and streamline the application process. This collaborative approach aims to make future licensing more efficient for both the regulator and applicants. Gaming industry wants better control of illegal gambling. During the same conference, Dutch industry stakeholders issued calls for broader support in combating illegal gambling. Trade Association VNLOK emphasized that addressing the black market requires active participation from banks and major technology companies. These entities were urged to take greater responsibility by ceasing services that facilitate unauthorized gambling operations targeting Dutch users. VNLOK's chairman, Bjorn Fuchs, stressed that regulatory action alone is insufficient and that companies like Google and Facebook must leverage their technical expertise to prevent access to illegal sites. Similarly, Arjan Blok, CEO of state-owned operator Nederlandse Loterij, argued that financial institutions, payment providers, and hosting services must align with regulatory efforts to restrict illegal gambling platforms. Blok advocated for expanded enforcement powers for the KSA, including capabilities to blacklist unauthorized gambling websites, remove illegal gambling apps from digital stores, block online advertisements, and halt payments to non-licensed operators. He also called for action against internet hosting services that provide infrastructure for illegal casinos. As an example of ongoing enforcement, Nederlandse Loterij has initiated civil proceedings against Lolabet, a Costa Rica-based operator previously connected to Kazbet, which was penalized by the KSA earlier in the year. The lottery aims to permanently block the site from operating in the Dutch market and prevent it from reappearing under a new name or domain. Blok further indicated that a new court case is being prepared against another unlicensed operator active in the Netherlands.